pursuit of conversation is supported by the generous donations of Rollo, Susie, Henrik, and Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Hello, friends. It's Beachy doing the Remember Who You Are show today on March 26th, 2026, of Thursday here in beautiful California, enjoying a lovely spring day, having nice warm weather. Hope everyone out there is happy and enjoying their springtime as well. Today, I'm going to do my presentation on a little bit about what's going on in the world, but mostly what's always going on in the world. I'm starting out with this quote. Well, it's not a quote. Actually, it's the beginning. There was this gal who did a little bit of a rant, but I'm just going to use the first sentence of her presentation. I think some TikTok, but anyway, it says, the best way to get control over the most powerful species on the planet would be to completely divide them from the love within themselves. That's pretty powerful, I think. It goes on to talk about some other things. But, you know, just about how we've been misled, gone into indoctrination and through all the different avenues that we pass through since the day we're born. But mostly it's about division. Yes, the name of the game is divide and conquer. It's kind of the thing they do a lot. And mostly it's a war. It's a war against us. It's a global war with a flagless entity. They're not a nation. They don't believe. I don't believe they're even people like us, but that's a whole nother episode. This entity has embedded itself within other nations around the world. It's kind of like a secret society that uses power and influence to infiltrate and subvert nations to do their bidding, leaving the people of those nations destitute and exploited. They maintain control over many leaders over generations from the shadows, using mass wealth and influence. Some call it the deep state. I just call them criminals who destabilize nations and plunder their wealth and resources. And you want to know what their biggest resource is we the people. We are the energy that runs this world. It's like we're the gold. And this is something that they keep from us by constantly telling us, you know, we're nothing, we're common people, you know, there's a word, you're a commoner, and all that goes with that title. There's just so much heavy weight on that, you know, peasants, you know, country, your country bumpkins, it goes on and on. But their biggest fear is you and I. And their numbers are so much less than us. It would be so simple for us to just stand up and put them out. I mean, like I said, their biggest fear is you and I, the real people, finding out about who they really are and who we really are. I mean, it's like the Wizard of Oz, the old man behind the curtain. And they know how powerful we are. And when we stand together, we can, we couldn't, we would not be stopped. We could, like I said, we walk all over them. It's so funny. It's the plain as the nose on our faces, but we, for some reason, have been so brainwashed that we have to follow their rules. We have to do what they say. And what this world is that's the way it is. And, you know, we can't change it. So, again, I've discussed our powers in previous shows. But even those powers that I talked about, they're very basic. We have such a great capability. We have so much more to us than we've been taught, and we really need to start investigating. We need to start researching, finding out, developing, and mastering these strengths. Because of this war, and it's kind of ramping up. I mean, it's always been here. It's always been a war between us and them because, like I said, we're indoctrinated from the day we're born, and our parents, you know, goes up to our ancestors. So, again, this war, it's not the kind of war that they tell us what war is. It's not like bombs and hand-to-hand combat. No, it's an energetic war. It's not a physical one. It is basically psychological. And we talk about psychological operations all the time, and we tend to put them in, oh, well, you know, this little situation over here is a psychological operation, and this bombing over here or this incident, school shooting, is a psychological, and yes, they are psychological operations, but our whole entire life is a psychological operation. And I think it's a war of words and thoughts and beliefs. It's just a mental hearts and minds control, basically. And so they get into your heart and mind and divide you from others, and also divide you from, separate you from who you really are. I mean, like I said, we are so much more. And the MK Ultra, this is MK Ultra. You know, you've heard people talk about it, like Kathy O'Brien and some others, that, you know, it's this, you know, physical deprivation, trauma, you know, that they have gone through. But it is also, we are also, you know, traumatized through cognitive dissonance, conflicting ideas. They just get into your head and create all this dissonance. It's confusing. And just like with the media, you know, they're constantly giving you all these messages, and sometimes they're not obvious because they get you with sounds, they get you with colors, they use certain words. Even the media people have certain looks to their presentations, you know, like all their hair and makeup, all that stuff. It's all sending a message to you, and it's sending a message to your subconscious. You don't even know what it is that they're actually putting in your brain. But they, make no mistake, they're putting stuff in your brain all the time, even through vibrations, different tones, and things that you can't hear, like the dogs can hear really high-pitched sounds that you can't hear. Well, those things are just a vibration that is so high that you don't register it, but it's there. And just like our Wi-Fi is there, and all these energies that are being put through the air. You know, it's we can't see it, and it and it's in there, and we get all these messages, and it sounds really scary, but again, we all just take a deep breath, calm down, and make sure that we understand that we can combat this. We've got this. It's so important to get clear within yourself, know yourself, get back to the basics, remember who you are, know who you are. And also know who your enemy is. And the biggest part of knowing who you are and protecting yourself from the enemy is knowing that enemy. And we can eliminate that enemy because they're all around us. But sometimes you'll get rid of one and then another one will pop up. So it's easy to get rid of those people, but then you need to be able to recognize when somebody is not your friend or is a predator. And make no mistake, we have lots of predators in our midst. After the break.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
And you're back on truthmeets.com. Here with Beachy on the Remember Who You Are show. And I was talking about recognizing an enemy or a predator. Now, this is, again, another thing that nobody ever teaches you in school. We have psychological, or people who have psychological, I don't know what you would call deviants or whatever. And, you know, we can label them as psychopaths or narcissists or sociopaths. And, you know, people talk about these all the time, but I don't think people actually know what exactly this is and can detect them in when they're in your midst, because they are so good at camouflaging themselves. They're usually very well dressed. They're usually very pleasant. They're constantly stroking you. They're giving you compliments. They want to be your friend. You're just putty in their hands. And yet, they're, you know, I think a lot of people do have a good intuition and they can sense these things. However, we don't listen to our intuition. We tend to just look at the external and say, well, yeah, they're, you know, they look clean, they're well dressed, they look like they have some money, and, you know, they're smiling at me. You know, well, that's, you know, and we believe our eyes before we believe our guts, our gut feelings. You know, people always talk about their gut feelings, but do we listen to these gut feelings? And I think everybody has, you know, an experience where they've met someone and they kind of had that little red flag come up, but they went ahead and engaged, or, you know, like say you dated someone and ultimately it turns out really badly. And in hindsight, you always, you might think, oh, I should have listened to my, my guts, or, you know, my internal flags. So again, you know, I think we all experience that, but we don't develop that. We don't listen to that. We don't trust that. And I think that is a huge mistake, because 9 times out of 10, these nudges are correct. But anyway, getting back to recognizing our enemy again, like I said, getting rid of those enemies is the easy part, but we need to, like I said, educate the public to make sure that they protect themselves and educate on how to recognize the signs, expose it, you know, and not support these people or you know, let them get away with whatever it is they're doing. But so, like I said, we're all being called, I think, to make a choice, take a stand, to understand what we're up against. And like I said, we've always been, again, up against this. It's been, you know, around for our whole lives. And of course, we saw just a few years ago in COVID, how everything gets just, it's like the media, how the media works, how they just, you know, keep pounding away at it. It's repeat, repeat, repeat. You know, it's the same narrative over and over and over again. And that gets in your head. That really solidifies, and people seem to fall in line when, you know, you keep harping on it, which is why it's so important for us, people like us who see these things, to try to, you know, push against that and not take that as, you know, a given. So, like I said, in order to be productive, like I said, in this fight, if you want to call it that, or to protect ourselves, we need to know who the real enemy is. So we got to focus on ourselves, to realign ourselves, to recover our own sovereignty, and not just remember who we are, but know what we stand for, know what is right, what is BS. I mean, we are constantly, I mean, I am just floored by the, as one example, which there's several, but just the ridiculousness of when these people who are supposedly educated, you know, PhDs, doctors, scientists, whatever, and they ask them what a woman is, and they cannot say. That just floors me. That to me is just, we have gone over the edge on in a horrible way. But anyway, like I said, that's just an example, and there's many others. But again, like I said, we need to recover our own sovereignty, recognize our power in our words, in standing up, the energy that we possess, to be directed in the right way. And that's what the controllers or whoever's, these globalists, are fearing the most, because, you know, it's all over. If a lot of us, it doesn't even take all of us, if we reclaim this knowledge and just simply make the choice to redirect. And also, to, like I said, because there are others out there who are trying to push back against this, make no mistake, ready yourself to stand up with these people who want to take charge, take back from those who have herded us into believing this. I keep saying I believe we're in Sodom and Gomorrah again. It's just, you know, I the more I see it, it just makes me feel like, you know, we got to get the pendulum swinging back the other direction, because we're really going over the edge here. But anyway, the good news is, and I believe we've been going through a great awakening, and lots of people have mentioned this. And basically, it's something that occurs in cycles. You know, people talk about resets, and I believe these controllers know this, and they are try to get ahead of it. They try to redirect it, and that's why I think we are in such troubled times right now, because it just seems like it's getting more and more intense. They're throwing the kitchen sink at us, and you could, one way of looking at it is that if you weren't so powerful, they wouldn't feel like they needed to, you know, fight so hard. But we are in an awakening, I believe, and that's revelation of information. The veil is thinning, and we're seeing lots of things. I mean, I think it's becoming really clear. I know a lot of us have known a lot of these things for a long time, but other people, that the sleepy ones that used to, you know, tell us we're crazy, and are starting to see some of these things. But, you know, we've always, I think everyone has always known that the circus is always in town, and yet, you know, nobody's given it the proper attention. But, you know, I think a lot of people are stopping to take note now. And again, the media, I say the media distracts, divides, gaslights, and they just keep doing it harder and harder. I think that's one of their biggest tools, is the media. But again, the screamers, I call them, repeat their narrative. And, you know, if they're just the loud, they're just so loud, and they're everywhere. You know, you get it at school, you get it at work, you get it at your church, you get it at home, your parents, your friends, everybody's talking about the same shit. You know, it's like, and I think their biggest tool is that they keep you talking about the unimportant things. Like I said, we all gotta, you know, give the transgenders, you know, tampons in the boys' restroom. I mean, it's just these things that they just put before us to argue about, and when there's like clearly far more heavier things that need to be addressed. And like I said, it's like shock and awe. You know, they give you the most salacious things to get you all worked up about, and everybody argues about it, and then we, you know, get tired, then we drop it, and then the next big sensationalism or some story comes out, and then we're back in business. Okay. So, you know, and it just keeps coming. There's no rest. There's no reflection. There's no going inside and trying to make sense of it all. But, and this cycle has been, like I said, moving faster and faster. We're overstimulated, and the villains and the victims are all placed before you, and you know, it's like constant. It's never ending. I mean, even, you know, when you're driving down the road, you got signs, you got music, you got, it's just everywhere. We're just soaking in it. And they tell you, oh, go out into nature. And it's like you go out into nature and it seems like everybody's out there with you. There's really no, unless you go really, really far into the woods. But, you know, how many people have that kind of time? And sometimes it's expensive to get out there and just be for any length of time, you know, days. I think it takes days to get really quiet and get all that out of your head. Anyway, like you said, I think again, you know, we follow the educated people, that the university students, and you think they have all the smarts, and you know, they make fun of people who don't go to college or haven't any letters after their names, and they think you're the, it's again, this is gaslighting. Yeah. There's just so much, you know, around us that just keeps pushing us into the same old. Anyway, what else? Let's see. So again, calling a lot of this is so easy. I mean, it seems easy. It's simple, but for some reason, it's really difficult for people to put down their screens, their devices. And in the meantime, though, everybody's, you know, telling you this is the way it goes. Like, you know, this technology, you know, we can't, you know, it's great, it's good for us. And, you know, we have all this brainwashing. And all I'm saying is that I think we've lost our ability to be quiet. And I think we've also lost our ability to recognize danger. Like, you know, we've been told we're the apex, we're the top of the food chain, whatever. But yet we are preyed upon daily by our rulers or our controllers. And I think we've lost our innate ability to detect danger. And we do trust those who do us harm. It's like Stockholm syndrome. And we've been lulled into it, you know, like to believe that we're safe in this world. But, you know, and we ignore some of the signs that these things are really not what we've, you know, been led to believe that they are. And like you said, again, to go back to the media, I think, there's so much information out there, and a lot of it is not even reported on. You know, people that watch the news, they're getting one story. People who watch social media, you know, other social medias like TikTok and X, they may be getting some of the same stuff. They may be getting some different stuff. But I have noticed that people who they make profiles of us. And so if you're, so let's just say you're a left wing person, you are fed all, it's like they know what to give you, all these things that come through your particular channel, they give you that version. And then if you go over to the right wing side, it's like you get something totally different. I've seen this. It's like depending on what your profile is. So of course that's going to get you arguing with your friend who is on the other profile. So again, this media is so carefully crafted. I'm amazed. And beans that I did work in the tech industry, and although I did leave just before the big social media stuff came out, like all the Facebook and the Google and Instagram and whatever, I did do some research on some of the stuff that they've, I mean, there are people even in the high tech industry who have said, you know, they are aware of all the data that's been tracked on you, I mean, just down to the minutia, all the stuff. I mean, I had a small glimpse of that, which was a little alarming. And it's like 10 times worse now, I'm sure. But anyway, so I don't know how it's all going to play out, but I do know they're building lots and lots of data centers to hold all this data. It's just amazing to me, and I'm not sure what they're going to do with it, but probably not anything good. But anyway, getting back to, I saw a post, and if you remember the Doge, Doge is still out there doing its job, and I'm, you know, pleased to hear all the stuff that they're doing, because they have been uncovering a lot of stuff. And I saw this post about that Elon found a purchase order that exposed that Reuters, which is the big media outlet, it said Reuters was paid millions for large-scale social deception. This was what was listed on the purchase order. So it's like, okay, there's something that makes you go, So, and you know, I believe there's not that many media outlets. It's like all the report, all the after the break.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
And we're back, Truth Meets, with BG. I was talking about this Doge discovery, and I was talking about there's not that many media outlets. They say there's six, but I think it's basically down to Reuters and AP. But anyway, this purchase order, so to speak, of course, nobody's heard about this because it's largely unreported. I mean, why would mainstream media report on it? Because, you know, that's reporting on their own lying, I guess you would say. But they do have their agenda. They have their narrative. And I think most media is large-scale social deception anyway. I mean, that's kind of not really a big secret. The worst thing about that particular report is that, you know, we're paying for our own, deception. So, you know, there's also a, I think it was a CIA or DARPA thing called Project Mockingbird that they uncovered a while ago. So, you know, this, like, we know, I think we've all experienced it. We have the safe and effective, we have our carbon footprint, the new normal, we have all of these narratives that have come out over the years that just seem to, they just gain so much speed. It's like, you know, all over the world, these things are being put upon everybody, and it's just so coordinated. Why wouldn't you believe any of that? So, and of course, it's all about fear and powerlessness, and that the authority lies outside of us, and we need permission to do everything. And yeah, it's again, it's the biggest psyop ever. And of course, it is a big psyop, like I said, but there is a bigger one. You know, and I think I talked about the words and all how their phrases just get into your head. And, you know, it kind of lead you around. I think we we all get those little trigger words that, you know, one word can trigger a whole lot of things, but, you know, how we talk to ourselves. And I think I talked about that in another episode, but I think the real power is in the repeat. And like I said, it's all over. In every institution that we, join or hang out and whatever. And of course the marketing has, you know, everybody thinks marketing is just a business thing, but I think marketing is human behavioral science experiments that are performed on us daily. We have we're like the laboratory. We're like the rats that they just put all this stuff out there and see what happens and take notes and try a different thing. I mean, all these things, like I said, that they put out, there's the shaming about, you know, you're not, shaming you for being white, shaming you for something that you can't even change. It's the critical race theory. It's just, I believe, so insidious. Making the kids guilty for who they are. I think that's just, it's criminal. And again, a divisory tool. And again, it's all to gain power and make everybody divide so that they can keep you in their, under their control. And it just goes on and on, you know, because you get into your, you go to school, they give you that, and then you go to work, and it's, you got to follow with the culture and make sure you fit in. Otherwise, you, it just, you know, there's consequences, you know. I mean, if you don't do what the boss says, or anyway. But like I said, I think there's lots of good things happening right now in America, even though everybody's constantly in turmoil about, again, focusing on the bad things, talking about all the doom and gloom and things that they think any, whatever the media tells you, of course, you know, this person, that person. And but like I said, I think there's a lot of good things going on. And here's, I'll give you an example today. I was coming out of the grocery store, and there was a gentleman who, you know, the people that usually want you to, you know, they got something on the ballot, or they want you to sign a petition for this or that. And this kid comes up and says, have you heard that they're wanting to defund the public schools or the education system or something like that? And I had not heard that. Like you said, I don't know if that's something that's on another feed, but, you know, I do know that, again, when, and I'm going to go into a little bit of politics here, but when, Trump was running, and there was a lot of talk about, you know, when they're trying to get their votes, you know, for the other side, for the Democrat side, whatever, they were running this thing about, oh, that Trump was going to that he hated women, or he was a misogynist and he was going to take away women's rights and they weren't going to be able to vote or they weren't going to be able to have abortions. They were just going to be put back into the 1950s. I mean, it was like, really now? I never heard that. I was not, I couldn't believe that. And, you know, some young lady told me that. And I was just like, I don't think so. And then I saw on my neighbor's lawn a sign that said, "Vote like your daughter's life depends on it." Well, obviously, Trump got into, you know, the presidency and nothing of the sort happened. So I don't know where that came from. But anyway, so like you said, today where they said, you know, that they were going to defund the public school. And again, like I said, I have not heard that. So I don't know, you know, maybe it's just another scare that they're giving to people. But this young man wanted me to sign a petition for it. And quite frankly, I'm a homeschool mom. So I said, well, you know, I just told him straight up, I don't think that's a bad idea, you know, and he just kind of looked at me like he was taken aback because I'm sure he thought, you know, yeah, schooling, you know, we need schooling, right? Education is important. But so I had to tell him, I said, you know, I'm a homeschool mom. So, you know, and, you know, he said, well, okay, well, no worries. Thank you. But anyway, like you said, that, in my opinion, that would be a great thing. I do think the school system needs to be overhauled. I imagine that if they did, in fact, defund it, you know, they would come up with something you know, just do a better job. Because I know a lot of teachers, and a lot of teachers have been very unhappy with the whole school system. And so anyway, like you said, to me, that sounds like a great idea. But again, it could be just another thing to get everybody all riled up and, you know, hating on the Trumpster. And, you know, again, divide, divide. They want everybody arguing. They want us to be in, you know, against each other and all these topics of to get everybody heated. And yeah, it's a psyop. So and again, like I said, the mainstream media has traditionally pushed this, and for as long as I've been alive, so you know, we should realize it's not just the individual stories. I think everything is all weaponized and against us. So, so that includes the entire apparatus, this whole system that we're, you know, it is a matrix. I think all these systems that we have been infiltrated to the core. Again, of course, our government, the medical system, our judicial system, the educational system, the religious churches, and at the very core and foundation of it is our money system, the finance, the economic there is just a whole foundation there about the money, the way we are using money, the way that the money has been set up for us to use. It's just so involved and insidious. And again, like you said, the mainstream media is just the marketing arm of all these systems, and, you know, kind of corrals us into the pen of their control. So, and, you know, again, if we're told that we're free, but, you know, we get to pick between this and that, but we really, whatever we pick, it's what it works for them either way. So you can pick aspartame or NutraSweet. They're both bad for you. High fructose corn syrup or hydrogenated soybean oil. All these options are just fine, you know, but you get the choice which poison you want. And, you know, of course, Food and Drug Administration, food and drugs. What do food and drugs have in common, I say? So anyway, again, like you said, all these systems they're just set up and they work against us. And yeah, like you said, Food and Drug Administration and Big Pharma is the one who administers the food and drugs. The education, the public school teaches you about all this stuff. And, you know, all these academics who go on to higher college, they learn all about all these, you know, propaganda, the BLM, the climate change, the critical race, all this stuff they teach to the kids in college. And then they get out of school and become teachers and teach your children. So, like you said, so they're all in cahoots. It's like this big, huge closed system. You know, you travel, everybody travels through all of these systems and they're all infiltrated and it just, they work together. So, and like you said, the money, like you said, is the biggest psyop of all. And that, I think, is another whole episode I probably will do, probably next. But yeah, this whole basic concept that we're indoctrinated in is that we need money to survive on this planet. Everybody forgets that our creator provided everything for our survival. We have, you know, it's all there. Why do we need money? Which is what they've done is turned our energy into this piece of paper, and the people who own these pieces of paper, who they told us were our government, but it's not really. Like you said, that's a whole another episode. But and yeah, so again, as it all rolls together, we're all funding and providing the energy for our demise. And this is why we need to take a breath and figure it out. Try to get out of this box. And, you know, everybody says, get out of the box. And it's like, whoa, where is this box? What is this box that we need to get out of? And I say, it's inside your head. It's your imagination. I think our imaginations have been captured because we need to free our imagination and imagine a life without these bloodsuckers, a different life, a life where everyone is working together and, you know, there's no lack. I mean, like I said, our creator created this earth and it's abundant. I mean, you can grow food like, you know, one plant will generate seeds for 10,000 more plants. And why is it that they are always talking about scarcities? Well, the water is scarce, the energy is scarce, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And there is no scarcity. We have plenty. The water is a renewable source. It's a resource. Oil and gas is a resource. Everybody has it underneath their feet and they continue. Again, the media is always telling us, oh, there's not enough. There's not enough to go around and y'all have to, you know, suck it up and be austere and we're going to have to charge you more money because there's not enough of it and yada, yada, yada. But again, and I think, like I said, you know, if we can imagine, I say, working together in harmony, and I can hear people saying that that's pretty Pollyanna, and people are just, you know, just have evil inside of them. But, you know, I don't believe that for a second. People say children are evil and mean and this and that and the other thing. But again, I say that was put in our heads. I say, you know, your church tells you you're born sinners and we need to be, you know, we need to repent and all that nonsense. But I think if children are, you know, nasty or, and you know, when I say evil, I don't, you know, if a child is trying to take another toy away from another child, I don't think that's evil. But, you know, I think children witness what their parents, they soak it up. They soak up what their parents are doing. They're sponges. They learn everything. And so if your parents are giving you that, your parents were indoctrinated too, and they saw their parents, and it's just it just gets passed on, and we need to, you know, stop the cycle. We need to start, you know, releasing all that stress that's been passed down from our ancestors. I mean, they struggled probably far worse than we did, by our oppressors. That energy is passed down, and, you know, we carry it with us. It's inside of us.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
We're back on truthmeets.com. Thursday, March 26th. You're here with Beachy. I'm talking about your imagination. Again, I was talking about if we were born into a world without stress, you know, probably it would take a few generations, yeah, to overcome. But it's possible. We have to start somewhere. And like I said, we can't eradicate all the evil. The evil won't die. But again, we got to educate our children from, you know, trusting people that don't deserve our trust, and the psychology of recognizing predators, and, you know, getting back our survival instincts. We're worse than sheep because we can't even detect who our predators are. I mean, it's kind of sad. I mean, I always thought school should teach relationships, should teach you how to treat people, how to be treated. But, you know, again, as a homeschool mom, those are things that probably should be taught at home. Parents should teach their children this. And again, I think it's a great idea that kids don't go to school until maybe they're junior high or teenagers, because your parents can teach you all these life skills and the things that matter, your character. I think these are more important than running out and trying to make as much money as possible, treating people and growing your character. Being a good human being is far greater for our whole world than, yeah, just learning how to earn a buck. But anyway, back to, like I said, if we were not indoctrinated to believe that, you know, we just gotta get up and go to work and get a job and buy that big house and have the fancy car, yada yada yada, and buy Gucci bags, I think we'd be a lot less stressed. And again, I think that's kind of I think our job on this earth is to be happy and joyful. And I think all those things, they might give you a little bit of a thrill for about 5 minutes, but, you know, it's fleeting. It doesn't last. So back again to the imagination. I think imagination is our real currency. If you can imagine it, you can create it. And so, you know, I you always hear people say, oh, I can't imagine that. It's like, well, maybe you should. Maybe start imagining a better world, because this is a weapon in the war that we're fighting right now, to ask the questions of, you know, all these people that you're trusting and why are you following them, and imagine a different world. Don't follow them. And the other thing is to recognize that you create every day. And people think, oh, only God creates. And it's blasphemy if you say that you're a creator. But, you know, we create every day, for heaven's sakes. We wake up and figure out how to get to work. We figure out if you're hungry, you go down to the store and you buy some things to make sandwich. And then you make that sandwich. You're creating. That's creation. And you just got to recognize that and understand that people give you suggestions all day long and you follow them. But, you know, you can make your own way. You don't have to follow other people's suggestions. Motivate and you should motivate, be self-motivated, create your own projects, create your own, you know, plans for your own ideas. This is how to be sovereign. We got to learn how to be sovereign. And we have to prepare ourselves, because right now we have an opportunity to do this, to create a different world, to bring forth your inner power and decide that you're worthy and everyone else is too. Because if you stand up and create a better world, it helps everybody, and everybody does the same for everybody else. Oh, hey, what kind of a world would that be? So we need to decide for ourselves what we want to stand for, and know that you have a choice, and be really clear about that choice. Do you stand for evil, or do you stand for what's right and good? Are you tolerating mischief around you? Are you witnessing some corruption and not calling it out? Are you looking the other way so you don't have to deal with it, or you think there'll be consequences for it? We didn't come here for that. We deserve dignity and peace and not to be effed with. Be clear about what you're supporting. So, and again, every action you take is a choice in either direction. So be careful what your choices are and who you're following. You should walk beside those who are seeking and demanding truth, remembering who they are. Remember, we are souls here having we're energetic beings having a physical experience. We don't have souls. We are a soul. And I think that's where our connection to Creator is. And so I'd also, before I go, I would like to read you. Well, I'm not going to read you. I'm going to paraphrase it. But I found this document. It's called The Law of Manifestation, clearly explained in a declassified CIA document. Okay, it says here, the technique involves use of the consciousness to achieve desired objectives in the physical, emotional, or intellectual sphere. It involves concentration on the desired objective while in a focus 12 state. Okay, so it goes on, and basically the way I read it is that if you focus on something, it's the same thing. We say where your energy goes, where your mind goes, that's what's created. Whatever you put energy into, just like I said, you make that sandwich. But if you're thinking in your head, everything starts with something in your head, right? So if you focus on that, you know, like sometimes you make a plan when you're going to build a house, you make a plan, right? But this particular technique that they talk about is, you know, you kind of go through the motions in your head and imagine it, feel it, feel it, you know, all the things that you would feel like if this particular wish that you had was in fruition. So it's like you behave as though it's already here. And that's kind of what, you know, without going through this whole thing, the way it explains it. So it says, and it says, in other words, the technique of patterning recognizes the fact that since consciousness is the source of all reality, our thoughts have the power to influence the development of reality in time space as it applies to us if those thoughts can be projected with adequate intensity. So, and so in reading that, that sounds great, but now do you see how the media leads us into this game of theirs? They're using this exact protocol on us because they keep giving us this vision of this is going on, this is happening, this is what we want you to think, this is how we want you to behave. So this is the blueprint. So now use this to create what you want, not what they want. Turn them off, stop listening to them, and keep in mind that this is a very basic process of manifesting. You know, we've been told that there's other types, like just getting into the zone and visualizing it in your head. You know, that you're, you know, the athletes were taught, you know, visualize their winning the game, whatever. There's also, I've also talking about other methods like the breathing, using breathing, sound vibration, getting into the water, putting your heart into it. I think when your heart and your mind are aligned, you know, it's got to be something that is really, truly something that you desire in your heart of hearts. So, you know, it's not like, you know, I wish I had $100 or something, which is like, what, you know, what is that? That's a piece of paper. It's really not something. I mean, you might think it would bring you joy, but well, what are you going to buy with that $100? Maybe you should focus on what is going to bring you the joy rather than the $100 to buy it, right? Because maybe you might get that without having to have the $100. Am I making sense here? But anyway, again, CIA, Black Ops, DARPA, they've all been studying and researching this stuff. So I would, you know, say that it's something that they have been knowing about for a long time and keeping from us. I mean, remember there was a whole movie about remote viewing and how they were studying on that. And there was a statement, again, nobody heard about this on the mainstream media, that the White House put out last year. I remember very clearly that they put out a statement that they had achieved time travel, that we now have the ability to do time travel. Did you hear about that on the news? No. And mainstream ain't going to tell you about it. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of technologies that are coming out right now that you probably haven't heard. There's flying cars. We're like moving into the Jetsons. Free energy. What else? I mean, I've been hearing about a lot of stuff. Med beds, like you said, med beds, which will decimate the medical industry. But anyway, like I said, there's good things happening, and maybe if we turned off some of this other stuff, we could tune into some of the good things and start asking questions about how it could be better. How, imagine a better world, and maybe you'll be led to finding out more about these good things that are happening and not focus on the doom and gloom that I hear out there. So anyway, that's all I have for today. And, you know, everybody, happy spring out there. It's best time of year for us in the Northern Hemisphere. Of course, I know there's some of you out there in the Southern Hemisphere, not in the spring, but still, hope the best for everyone. Peace and happy imaginations. Take care, everyone. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey! Man, you're disrespecting me. Take them out.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated.
Hey! Man, you're talking back to me. Take him out.
You gotta keep them separated. Separated.